when you look at some people like Jeremy and you worked out Marcus King, yes. You know, guys who were kind of undersized twos in the league, is there a place for them in the role that they played in college, or do they have to necessarily convert to being point guards, and how do they do that?
I think the answer to that question depends on the franchise. We're seeing smaller point guards or shooting guards in the league. We're seeing coaches who are utilizing players who may be small for the position the best possible way possible for their team to help them win. It kind of varies, and answering again, depending on the franchise and what they look in terms of size for position for the players.
How did Jeremy look today?
He looked good. Shot it pretty well, like we know he did. He competed really hard. Played pretty good defense. I thought he had a pretty good workout.
Does the small school thing not play into, with the success of a guy like Damian Lillard and Joel making it, does that not play into as much as maybe it used to in the past?
Scottie Pippen was from a small school, so, you know, how far back are you talking about? So, I know. If they can play, we'll try to find them.
Do you try to watch them against higher level competition in college to try to see how they might stack up against those kind of players?
If we have enough time before, in terms of, you know, again, with Jeremy, since he's local, we've seen him when he's freshman, sophomore, junior. So, yeah, if you look at him and say, can he play in the NBA, can he play against better competition, then you target games early in the year when they're playing non-conference games. But a player like Jake Wiley, who's from Eastern Washington, who you don't know much about until the season gets going, with him you have to try to figure out a way to see him in any competition you can. And fortunately, you can get a chance to see him like in Portsmouth.
Is it easier to evaluate guys that are local like Jeremy because you've seen them for so long before they come in?
I don't know if it's easier. The only easy part is he is local, so there's a lot of guys out of the office. A lot of different people can see him play. With me, my schedule's so full, you know, I don't get a chance to see him play a lot, unfortunately. Last year I saw him in the tournament, so that helped me quite a bit with Jeremy.
Do you guys have like the same objective every year as you're leading up to the draft? We're just evaluating the talent, or do you go in with a certain theme? This year we need shooting, and if so, what is the want or need?
A lot of times you got to what you're looking for. I mean, you're always looking for certain things, but a lot of times it might be dictated what's in the draft. Like this year, there's not a lot of wings. There's a lot of big guys, so you can't go into this draft and say, "Well, I need a wing," and there's no wings there. So, it's somewhat dictated by the draft.
Oh.
Who's in the draft?
With a week left, are you liking what the possibilities that you think might be there at 24 or 30?
Yes. Yeah. Again, you know, I think it's going to be a pretty deep draft. I think we can find very good players at 24, 30. You might be able to find a very good player at 42. This year.
At what point do you close up shop and lock down and get that war room going?
Sometime next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometime next week. What day? Hopefully we'll have everything in place. If not the day before, definitely the morning of.
What about Jeremy's game is going to be the hardest for him to get on a team?
Is he really a truly a point guard, or is he a small two guard? He's going to have to, and again, that's what each individual team, how they see him, and how they think he can play and get on the court and help a team. He's going to have to work on hopefully being able to be more of a point guard.
When you look at
because of size.
When you look at this draft, how difficult is your task ahead, not knowing what your roster might look like? 3 weeks from now?
We always go with best available players, so it doesn't matter who we have on as free agents. We're still looking at who can help this team hopefully next year, but more importantly 2-3 years down the road.
You gave me that stupid look too.
Do I have one of those?
You just gave it to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have to hide my expressions a little bit.
I want to ask you about Jonathan Jean, or Jean, whatever it is,
yes.
The Marfan syndrome. What was your guys' reaction upon hearing that was a diagnosis?
Surprised. Concerned for the kid, because he's really a good kid. Hopefully, he may not be able to play basketball again, but hopefully he will have a successful life off the court now.
Do you remember the Isaiah Austin thing a couple of years ago?
Yes.
And, I mean, similar reaction.
I haven't looked at the medical report, so I don't know for sure if it's similar to Isaiah or if they're two different types of Marfan. I have no idea. I just heard the report that he's got it. So, and our trainers, I haven't talked to our doctors, but our trainer said he does have it. And basically, it's not much you can do about it.